It is 6:44, moved up to 37 degrees. It's a warm morning, and there's sunshine. It's odd for Libby and Justin to be here when it's not cold and dark and rainy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Our West Bend East and West student reporters. For the last time, you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to, so I don't forget it at the end, thank you guys so much. You did such a great job all year, and really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you coming in. Coming in early.
Being able to share everything that's going on in the high school, mm-hmm. and thank you for helping us do that.
So there's probably a few things going on between now and the end of the year, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Justin, you want to start us off with some sports? So
for sports, tonight, East Soccer will be playing at Port Washington, but then on Thursday, they have a home game against Nicolet, and that'll be their senior night. So some special stuff will be going on Thursday.
I believe West Girls Soccer had their senior night recently, so they'll be playing Slinger at home tonight.
So East Baseball are currently third in conference, so they're doing well. They beat Hartford 6-5 in a close game on Saturday, and they'll be playing at Homestead tonight at 4:30.
West Baseball is currently fourth in conference, so close. But they beat Grafton 5-2 on Saturday, and will be playing Hartford at home tonight.
East Softball will be playing at Nicolet at 4:30 tonight.
Also, track conference for both boys and girls is tonight at home.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff will be going on at the high school tonight. So,
Plenty of events to check out if you're available.
The West Bend Rush boys lacrosse will be playing at Oak Creek at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. It's going to be a good game.
And the West Bend girls lacrosse has a current record of 2-3-2, and we'll be playing at DSHA Wednesday at 5:15. So for a first-year team, they're doing pretty good. We're very proud of them.
All right.
Okay. East and West tennis will be facing off tonight at home at 3:30. So it'll be a good duel between East and West. And come check that out right before the track meet. So looking for sports tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say, wow, another thing. Boys Golf has conference tomorrow at the Whistling Straits Irish Course. Yep.
And the trap shooting team will be competing at conference on Saturday in Rome, Wisconsin.
Hmm. Okay.
Yep. So there's a lot of other activities going on right now, too.
And then so the Forensics and Debate CFL Nationals is next weekend, and that is actually in Milwaukee this year. So we're kind of hosting it. Qualifiers for Forensics and Debate are Maddie Ahmet, Sam Campbell, Rachel Granick, Chanel Cruiser, and Ray Spores.
Okay.
A lot going on in the music department, too. So band members will be playing in the Memorial Day Parade coming up.
And then the Spring Orchestra Concert and Senior Awards is Monday, May 20th. So that'll be a good concert.
And then Choir Awards are May 21st, and Band Awards are May 23rd.
The West Bend Current, our school newspaper, recently set a school record by winning 28 individual awards for articles, and they took a blue ribbon as a whole as a paper, so it's really good for them.
I'm always impressed with what I see in the Current. I get the email. So
I genuinely enjoy reading them as a student. I don't think all students pay attention to them sometimes, but they're very good articles, and they help me stay updated on what's going on, too.
Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff.
Then also, I know we mentioned this before, but the Dolphins synchronized swim show was a few weeks ago, and it was a huge success. They had the theme of game show. They always sell out all of their shows, and what they do always blows my mind. They're very impressive.
It was very busy. About 2 weeks ago, West Bend had their Impact for Life program, which, for people who don't know, that's kind of a mock traffic accident, and then they make an accompanying video and such, and then they have a long presentation about it the next day. So that was a pretty big thing for us a few weeks ago.
Right. They do that every other year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's formerly known as Every 15 Minutes.
This year this was changed.
So they changed it this year. And it focuses on drunk driving, but they've also started opening up to distracted driving in general because, texting and Snapchatting while you're driving is becoming almost just as big for teenagers. So it's a really great program to raise awareness, and it really is very impactful.
It's an issue for teenagers, but it's also an issue for other drivers too. I don't know how many, when you're in the vehicle and you come up to the stoplight, How many times do you see the person in the car next to you all of a sudden got their phone out and they're texting and just rapidly doing whatever time. while they sit there at the red light?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Man. You, of course, would never do that, and neither would I.
No, of course not.
So, all right.
We also have a couple different events and lots of end-of-year things going on. So currently we're in the middle of AP testing, so it went all through last week and then all the way through the rest of this week. Justin and I personally both have our last exam, I think, on Thursday, so we're excited to be done with those.
Oh, yeah, that'll be nice. What's
the class?
Statistics.
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
I'm glad it's my last one, so I can spend all this time studying.
Okay.
So last week, we had our scholarship awards night for all the seniors. So I know they gave out well over 100 scholarships. They were so many, lots of presentations.
What did I see? $800,000, I think, almost in scholarships. Mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible what our community does for graduating seniors.
Yeah.
We're very lucky.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Wednesday is also the athletic awards night, so students with several athletic seasons will be recognized, and several very prestigious awards will be given out.
And I think there's a few more scholarships they'll be giving out specific to athletics at that point. And we'll also be recognizing the students who will be playing athletics in college and have signed on.
Okay.
Saturday is our prom, so our theme this year is Starry Night, and I know everyone's really excited this year.
And where is prom at the school?
It's held at the fairgrounds.
At the fairgrounds. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Are you ready for it?
No. I kind of forgot with all of the everything going on with AP tests and stuff. I'm oh my goodness, it's in 5 days. So we'll get it together. It's fine.
Yeah. All right.
Also, one of my favorite things, or the thing I'm looking forward to the most this year, is Friday, May 31st, we have the grad walk. So that's where seniors get to walk through. We get to put our cap and gown on, and we get to walk through the elementary and middle schools and then through the high school, and everyone just lines the hallways. It's kind of like a mini parade. I think it's really cute, and I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm excited.
More than graduation.
The video always looks fun when you see the video posted on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that.
Definitely.
And then graduation is Sunday, June 9th, so we'll all be out of here.
And we'll be done. Peace out.
Yeah. So,
it's coming up
and
fast.
Just remind people of where you'll be in the fall.
Oh, yes, I will be attending Cornell University.
All right.
And I will be going to the University of Minnesota, Twin Cities.
Ah, that's where you finally decided on?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, now last day of school for graduation is the 9th. Last day of school is?
June 7th.
Is it the 7th? Friday
the
7th?
Well, the 5th, 6th, and 7th are our final exams. But because of the snow days, we kind of have an odd exam schedule. So we have one exam in the morning, a couple classes, and then another exam. So usually exams are open campus, and we wouldn't necessarily have to go to all of them because of our AP exams. But it's a little different this year. So for the most part, we'll be going all the way through the 7th.
It's still open campus, right? We still get to
skip
our exam.
It's open campus during the exam. So if you don't have an exam, you can leave. But we have times of classes between our exams, and you're required to be there for your classes.
It's very odd, but it's what they did in order to make up our time without having to add on extra days of school.
Yes, we don't love it, but we love it a lot more than adding any days of graduation. So we're we'll take it.
We'll see how that works out.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. Anything else on your list?
That's all we have this week.
I think that's all, yes.
So, summer jobs?
Yes, I will most likely be working for the West Bend Parks and Recreation Department again, and I also work at Maurice's in West Bend, which I love.
Okay.
Yep, and I'll be working on a landscaping company with my uncle this summer.
Okay.
Very flexible, because we'll be out of town a lot.
Okay, and plus landscaping, you're outside,
It's a good summer one, for sure.
It's fun stuff. Mm-hmm. So, once again, thank you both very much for your time and for getting in here. You know, ahead of school, and I know Libby sometimes doesn't have a class first, so you're even getting up and you don't have to, and you could be sleeping in. And
I love doing it. I appreciate you having us.
Yes, very much.
So, all right, Libby and Justin, our West Bend East and West High School student reporters. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.